You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 19.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Leah Baker. Leah is a certified dating and relationship coach. She helps women just like you attract the man and love you desire through her signature system, Bring Any Man Close, to bring a man so close he wants to stay forever. Leah, welcome to Mindful Marketing. How are you today?
Good. Thank you, Kimberly, so much for having me.
You're welcome. Very excited to hear about Bring Him Close. This is fantastic. So tell me a little bit your personal journey and how you started creating this program for attracting the love of your life into your life.
Okay. So I actually thought for most of my life I was pretty good with men in relationships. Like, I knew what was attractive and what wasn't. And then in 2009, I met a man who came on super strong and he completely vanished on me.
Wow.
After talking marriage and kids, and I thought he was the one. And then, yeah, he vanished without a word.
Wow.
I was devastated, to say the least. And I just couldn't understand what happened. And I got on the internet and searching everything about men, love, relationships. And I came across expert relationship coach Rory Ray. And I downloaded her ebook and started looking into everything she had on her website. And it basically changed my love life overnight.
That's wonderful. Can't wait to hear more about it. So how did you go from finding this change then deciding to make it an actual thriving business?
Okay. Yes. Great question. So I was practicing her teachings for about 5 years, and I was getting really good at this dating, relationships, how to understand men. And I started going to esthetician school, so I was around women all the time. And I would hear them talk about their relationships, and I knew instantly what was going on and how she could fix it. So I started kind of coaching at school, and they're like, you should have us over to your house. And I was like, yeah. So that's how I started. So then the woman who I learned everything through put on a training, and I went through her certification, and it's just taken off.
That's fantastic. So how do you market yourself? Who is your ideal client and how do you bring them in?
Okay. So I actually love marketing.
That's awesome.
And so yeah, my ideal client is a woman who's in a relationship, whose man is pulling away and withdrawing, and she's done everything that she knows how to do. And so she's kind of at rock bottom, doesn't know what else to do. I really relate to her because that's where I was.
Gotcha. And how are you finding her?
they're finding me. I know. I wish I had some magic formula to say this is where I find them, but just through, I do get a lot of referrals, and then just women Googling, how do I get my man back? So I write a lot about that, and they find me through Google. I know it sounds too simple.
That's fantastic. So Google, all right. So Google, and that's not something that I hear a lot, that Google is someone's main way of bringing in their clients.
Mm-hmm. I know. So I do have a lot of referrals from Roy Ray herself, which has been amazing. So I haven't had to go out. I don't do a whole lot of social media either. And Kimberly, honestly, like, I'm just trying to keep up with my business.
Gotcha. Your day-to-day stuff, trying to keep it all in order.
Yeah. Well, just trying to keep up with how fast it's growing.
Which is a wonderful problem to have.
Yes, yes. So I know that, you know, as I keep growing, I'll be more into social media and looking for other strategies to market.
Gotcha. Do you have you had any specific marketing challenges yet, or are you not quite there yet?
You know, I haven't. So I just kind of keep waiting for it to slow down, and it hasn't yet. I know this sounds too good to be true. And I also do want to point out there that I was a weight loss coach before, and it was the complete opposite. Like, I was like barely feeling like I was even a coach. And I just think that how confident you are, right, is the vibe that you pull in. So I do have two worlds to compare.
Right. And see how you're bringing them in. So then you get them as a referral. And do you have a coaching program that you've set up for them? Is it just one-on-one? How does that work?
Okay. So for me, I offer them a free 30-minute bring him close session. And I only offer packages of 4, or now I have this new bring any man close program, because I really want to work with a woman more than once. I can help her in 1 hour, but she gets underneath bringing a man back or bringing a man close is underneath. It's the most raising her self-confidence, her self-love, her self-worth. It's the best course there is. And yet a woman isn't going to come to me for that.
Gotcha. It's more of you give them what they need, but they come to you for what they want.
Yep, right? Exactly.
Which is how you do it with marketing. You have to attract them with what they want, but then deliver what they need. And that's how they get the most value. And then they stay with you.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
So how would you distinguish yourself from other people in your field? Are there others that are competing with you, or how do you feel about that?
I try and come from a more like there's enough business out there for all of us. And what does separate me is I give a woman an experience the very first session she has with me, and she transforms in that session. Like, she can never go back to chasing a man without knowing what she's doing. And that's something I could do with you if you wanted, but
I'm sure we could all use that. Yes.
Not necessarily that tool, but I have a lot of tools. So they go through an experience versus me giving them just straight advice.
Gotcha. So it's a transformational process for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is wonderful. That's how you keep your clients, you know, you give them the value, transform them. And then that's why you have so many referrals, which is a wonderful thing to have.
Yes. Yes.
So I see you're an author. Did you self-publish, or did you go a traditional publishing route?
I self-published.
And how was that experience? What did you learn from that process that, you know, if you knew the process now, what are the hints and tips you'd like to give my listeners?
Okay, so the tips I give women right now who are trying to write an ebook is like, you just don't edit it. You know, just sit down and write and write and write and, you know, what do you want to say? And then as far as the publishing part, I think I made it way too simple. I just had somebody edit it for me, and then I put it in PDF form and put it on my website.
Okay.
I'm like, what else can I say about this? It was too easy.
But I think that's actually a really good point, because I think it can be very frightening for some people to take the step to write their book. So maybe it's about, you know, just taking the step, move forward, write it, and then figure out how you're going to use it. And based on how you're going to use it, then you know where you're going to place it. Because you could do something like you did, put it on your website, something simple for your clients to read, or become a best-selling author by putting it out on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. There's so many different routes to take.
Yes, there are. And so my mentor told me to just have a book that's just on your website, and then if you want, write another one that just goes on Amazon. So she did give me very specific advice of how to do it.
Right. And it makes sense. And I will say that to my listeners, if whoever's out there listening, is that it's actually really good to have the first book to be a little bit smaller. And it's kind of like a fancy business card, because it doesn't cost very much to print them. So if you can print them on demand, you have them handy. And then if you're going to do a speaking engagement or something, you have some to be able to hand out, which is a great thing.
Yes.
And different from the book that's your baby, that you're like birthing the whole process, that's your life's work. So they are different, and there's multiple ways to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now we're back to a little more marketing question. Now, you said you love marketing. So what is it about marketing that you love, and how do you use that in your business?
Okay, so I just feel so confident that I can help a woman transform her love life, that I love just being able to relate with her through my newsletters and whatever I'm writing. Just, I've been there. I get it. This is what you can do to quickly and easily get on the road to true love. Or, so I love coming up. I love using the words that they use with me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It feels just like a kind of like a game, but obviously it's not a game. But just being able to use the words that they use. And I just love having someone read something that I've written and really connect to it, to say, that's me.
Gotcha. The connection, the authenticity of it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in the words that they use, I do mindful marketing tips posted out on social media. And one of mine is to speak the same language. Because if you're speaking the same language, that's how you increase that connection with others. It makes such a difference.
It does. Yes.
Such a difference. So now you're growing your business. So what are the next steps for you now in building your platform?
Okay. The next steps are, I want to get more information products out there that they can just download and have, you know, without me necessarily there. And then I want to move into live events.
Gotcha. What kind of live events are you looking at?
Okay, I've done a few like 10 women classes, and I really like that, but I want to go bigger. I want to do like maybe 25 or 50, maybe more. I don't know. But I could talk about relationships and men and how they work all day long.
Your true passion. You really are living your passion, right?
I really am.
And I'll say the key with the info products is to always make sure that you have your passive stream of income, right? So that's what's, yes, that's the next step, right?
Yes, yes.
You want to be laying on the beach, sipping a Mai Tai, and making money at the same time.
I do.
So looking back on your journey, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do differently to build your business to the level of success that you either have it or where you're going?
I would not do anything differently.
You're the second person lately that said that, and I think that's fantastic.
Okay, good. I was like, geez, because already it's grown beyond my dreams right now.
Gotcha. So you're like keeping it rolling how it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's wonderful. And any last bit of advice for my listeners that are, maybe sitting on the fence about starting a business that is their passion and living their dreams? What kind of advice would you give them about starting the new business?
I think if you just take small steps towards what you want, you're going to get to where you're going. And for me, that's what's worked, is just keep going every day. Keep going. And there's times when I felt like maybe do I want to do this? But I just can't stop. So I do feel propelled forward, and I do know it's important to just keep moving forward, to not stop and think about it.
Gotcha. I'll ask more of a business side question. How are you tracking things on the back end? I know your business is growing. And I know one thing I try and emphasize for people is if you can't measure what's coming in, you can't measure what's going out. So do you have like an operating procedure in place that you're doing that with?
I have like the long system where I write everything down, but I am a numbers girl. So I write down, I know like what's coming in, what's going out, and I get really motivated obviously by what's coming in. And that's where I'm working on balancing my life, my family, and my business, because business can take over.
It can. And that's something to be so careful of. That balance is so key.
Yes. Yes. But back to your question, I'm a numbers girl. So I can't not know what the numbers are.
That's a great answer. So if anyone's listening and they wanted to know where to find you, where would they go to find you?
They can find me at leahbaker.com. So www.leahbaker.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kimberly.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.